Hey there, everyone. We want to welcome all of our replay viewers. Thanks for joining us. This is the pre-show. It's the show before the show with a little more casual look,
yes. So
we can tell you what's coming up. We have NEFI IAM National Business Rep Jerry McCarty will be speaking with us about Red River Army Depot. We'll also take a live look at the IAM Safety and Health Class conference that's going on right now at the William W. Wimpasinger Center in Hollywood, Maryland. And of course, Delaine always gives us all the news.
Yes, yes, so excited. Got some great news, breaking news, so stay tuned. We have some great breaking news.
Yeah.
Best kind of news.
So we're about a minute and a half away, I think.
Yes.
So we had APRI last week. We had the LACLA convention. They said they'll try to never schedule them together at the same time because they didn't talk to each other. So, but it was a good conference. We heard from the AFT president, we heard from Terry Melvin, the president of CBTU, lots of local speakers, and Lole was great.
Yeah.
His full name is Jose Lole Rodriguez Baez.
Yeah, Lole, he's great. He was on fire.
Yeah.
Then the great award that they gave him, that was a great honor.
Yes. So, he is Lole. The AFL-CIO president in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And IAM member, so our rep. Member down there doing great work in Puerto Rico, which still needs a lot of help. The city that we were in, San Juan, you could see a lot of the development and renovations had happened, not completely, but a lot of them. But out in the rural areas, still not everyone is back to where they were. So, All right. 3 o'clock, let's get started.
Activate your voice.
Fight for your right.
Speak up.
Speak out.
We're union and we're proud.
Go Union!
Welcome to Activate Live, our weekly show highlighting machinist union members across North America, United States, and Canada. I'm Tanya Hutchins, the IAM headquarters in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And here is Delaine Adams with the latest IAM news. And you have some breaking news as well.
Breaking news. After a five-day strike, members of IAM Local 21 and 1115 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, have ratified a new four-year agreement. So that's hot off the press. We've received the email from LaToya. So great news. They have wage increases, attendance bonuses, better vacation and overtime language. One of the biggest issues one of the issues with the five-day strike was a lot of mandatory overtime. You know, a lot of stories of people working 60 hours plus. So this new four-year agreement helps to give them more of a work-life balance, which is important. You know, so you have to work for a better life.
Great. What else is going on?
Well, we have news from NASA. NASA's solar probe is on its way to the sun, and IAM members are responsible for that. We play a huge role in making that happen. From the course to launch at Cape Canaveral, our members, as well as building a Delta IV heavy rocket. You see some great pictures there.
Yeah.
And then the rocket is even powered by Aerojet engines. So beautiful pictures. And once again, IAM members in the aerospace industry doing great work. So awesome work for our members all across the aerospace industry.
Congratulations to them. Yes. You saw my mouth wide open when I saw those photos.
Yeah, that was the heavy rocket, the Delta IV, one of the most stable in that group. So that's good. So, and then we have some great things going on in Atlanta today. Good luck to everyone who's attending that Atlanta rally to support the Delta workers who are looking to organize. So we have a video right there.
Our voice, our choice.
No more fear.
Yeah, and Delta workers are surging to join the IAM. A lot of great work being done on the ground, not only in Atlanta, but other locations where we have Delta workers looking to join the IAM.
So, they were out there early this morning.
Oh, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
So that might be best, you know, dealing with that Atlanta weather, that hot summer. So hot Atlanta. So
they were out there saying rise and sign.
Yeah, rise and sign. I like that. So, and then other news that we have IAM President Martinez, as well as NEFI IAM President Randy Irwin, recently sent a letter to Texas Governor Abbott to request help with the layoffs. You see a picture of the letter there. But but to request his help with the layoffs at Red River Army Depot. And so, you know, this comes 3 months after 600 members were laid off. And so there's a lot of work being done on the ground. And they're just we're just requesting the governor's immediate assistance to help stop these layoffs. But a lot of work has already been done to get support from Congress. So a lot of stuff is happening on the ground there.
And we have an interview coming up. So thank you so much, Delaine.
All right. Thank you, Tanya. Appreciate it.
Well, as Delaine just mentioned, this is a tough month for workers at Red River Army Depot in Texarkana, Texas, where about 300 employees who refurbish combat vehicles have received layoff notices less than 3 months after 600 workers lost their jobs. To give us some insight on what's happening on the ground is National Business Representative Jerry McCarty. Thanks for taking time out to join us, Jerry.
And thank you guys for having me on today. It is a real serious situation down here at Red River, and it's good that we get to have national backing from machinists and from NEFI to get our word out about what's going on down here at Red River.
Well, first, tell us, for people that aren't familiar, who are the members that we represent there?
Well, we have two locals here. Both one is NEFI, the National Federation of Federal Employees. We represent the federal employees on the depot here. And we have the IAM local Lodge 1243 that represents the service contract workers. But we're all IAM in the long run. We're all on one team. And it's really good that we have both locals joining together, saying the same message about what's going on down here on the ground.
And can you elaborate a little bit on the types of vehicles that are worked on?
Yeah, we have combat vehicles. We also have a lot of wheeled vehicles. This facility could be like the best place to do your repair on your combat or wheeled vehicles. We should be the wheeled vehicle maintenance depot. We also have a rubber shop there's nothing like it in the world that puts out track for all kinds of track wheel vehicles or track vehicles, and we also do tires and stuff like that for any of the wheeled vehicles that are out.
Now, what do you want the workers to know, especially during this peacetime mission?
Yeah, during peacetime, you know, the last 10, 15 years, we've been fighting a global war on terrorism. So the workload at Red River has been above what our peacetime workload is, and that's kind of where we're heading back to right now. But we're still kind of below what we normally operated on, I believe. I can't give you actual figures on how far off we are. But we all want to let the workers know that NEFI and IAM together are fighting to bring more work here. We are reaching out to the Lone Star delegation, which includes Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas and Arkansas, and it's good that we're in a strategically geographic location to reach out to all these members of Congress and Senate and get full support on Capitol Hill.
Now, what can they do now to help make their voices heard? What would help?
Well, if you can go to the NEFI or the 2189 National Federation of Federal Employees, 2189, that's what we spelled it out as, or the local Lodge 1243 Facebook page. We have a thing we put together that come from the national office from the communications department there at NEFI and IAM, where they can go in and do letters to congressmen or senators in their area. And they don't have to write the whole letter. Just put their information in, and depending on their address, it sends letters to their congressmen or senators, letting them know that they oppose the layoffs and the reduction of workload here at Red River.
Is there anything that you want people to know about the effect that these layoffs have on the community?
Oh, yes. I mean, this is the main economic driver in this area. We do over $2 billion in the local economy and 7,000 direct labor jobs and over 14,000 indirect labor jobs. So this is the biggest thing in this Texarkana area, four-state area. And you might have seen a study that came out about a month ago that we published out that the economic impact is just going to be tremendous here in this area. And the Texarkana area has several small communities around it that, you know, just have lived off the depot for the 77 years it's been here. And anytime we have a reduction in work, it's going to affect the community.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Jerry. We really appreciate it, and we'll keep in touch with you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
And we will continue to cover this story on Activate Live and in future iMail articles. So join the conversation. What do you think about what's happening at Red River Army Depot? You can comment now on this video to activate your voice and let us know how you think we can make workers' voices heard loud and clear. Well, unionized federal workers are fighting back against attacks on their livelihood, and NEFI IAM members are sharing their personal stories about our union, its power, and patriotism. We want to introduce you to Lisa Fells, a member from Alabama who works for the Veterans Administration.
Our primary mission is to take care of disabled veterans and, you know, assist them in getting back into the workforce. I go to work every day with the attitude that I have the chance to change the life of every individual that I encounter. I work on the campus of the University of Alabama, and I'm what we call a vet success counselor. I take my job very seriously. I absolutely love what I do. We actually sit down with that veteran and we help them map out a career goal. And then we pay for their education and our training. We give them all the tools they need to be successful, and we don't stop until we help them find a job. And I just think that every single day, for every veteran that I encounter, I have the capability of changing the entire life. It's very rewarding. I'm a proponent of organized labor because I think the agency has to start taking care of the employees they have on hand. I don't think someone should dictate what we face when we go to work. We have rights, and I just think that the union is in place to guarantee that, you know, those rights are not violated.
That was Lisa Fells, a NEFI IAM member from Alabama, sharing her story with Communications Representative John Lett. Let us know what you think about how the union has helped you, what you have done to help others, and what it means to have a union contract. Just comment on this video. We'd like to hear from anyone watching at home, even during the replay on Facebook, Twitter, and you can even use live chat on YouTube. We'd like to thank people who have already commented. Kelly Street saying, keep up the fight, brothers and sisters. Gail Howard has joined us. Arlene Daniels, Ramon Garcia saying, howdy from the Southern Territory. Chris Castile saying, great job, JMAC and Local 2189. Keep fighting. Shane Connell says, representing 2189. And Juan Eldridge, Big J Mac, representing 2189. So keep the comments coming. We really do appreciate it. Well, a safety and health class is taking place this week at the William W. Wimpasinger Education and Technology Center in Hollywood, Maryland. That's about an hour south of our IAM headquarters in Upper Marlboro. Well, the Wimpasinger Center Safety and Health class is actually going on this entire week. It's going on right now, and we want to show you a live picture of the class. And there you have it. It's happening right now. This morning, they discussed the opioid crisis that has gripped North America and the world, just one health issue that affects working families and the people around them. Well, this afternoon, I understand they're talking about active shooters, and real law enforcement officers from Amtrak Police are there. Let's listen in just for a little while.
For a room that doesn't have a window that you can lock from inside, turn off your cell phones. And if, when the cops do come, make sure that you're not going like this to them, you know, get out of there with your hands up and be working with them. And that's probably what we did.
All right. Well, you're bit. Not bad.
Basically, this is just bullet points. So each one of these will probably have a whole 44-hour discussion on each one. But basically, you know, I think 911 is important, but also at the same time doing 911, you've got to be, you know, run, okay? You've got to determine the escape route based on
Now, worker and safety and public safety are intertwined. The safety and health program runs through Friday and is offered through the IAM Safety and Health Department, which is committed to membership training as the key to a safer workplace. Now, there are classes almost every week at the Wimpasinger Center. The Young Workers Strategy Program takes place the last week of September. That's going to be from September 23rd through the 28th. So registrations are due now, even for other classes, if you still want to try to get in to EAP1, Veteran Services, Advanced Women's Program, or the Intermediate Web Development. And there's always more information on the website, which is wimpasinger.iamaw.org. As far as conferences and conventions go, the Pride at Work Convention is coming up in Phoenix, Arizona next week, August 23rd to the 25th, and I'll have a live report from there. The Aerospace Conference convenes September 10th to the 14th in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll bring you updates from there as well. And the Midwest Territory Staff Conference is taking place the last week of September. That is September 24th to 28th, around the same time as the Young Workers Strategy Program happening in Maryland. Well, you can always let us know what topics you'd like to see covered on Activate Live. Just comment, and you can even suggest future guests who have made a difference in your local or district. I'm going to check comments one more time to see who's on here and just hit my little refresh button. We'd like to thank everyone who has joined us so far and has commented or given us likes or even shares. So thank you so much for doing that. And we do read the comments. We go through all of them. So even if you're watching during the replay, you can still comment there. We have a hello from Adriana Picasso. Thank you so much. She's watching from Local Lodge 1759 in Virginia. So thank you, Adriana. She's one of our regulars as well. And that is it for this episode of Activate Live. You can join Delaine Adams next week, same time, same place, on your favorite social media channel, whether it's YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. And if you like what you've seen, please share this video. See you next week.